from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back into Sports Daily, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, Tom McCaster. Royals baseball available for free here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune into KFH tonight at 7 for Royals Angels, or simply download the Odyssey app and search for KFH. I say it all the time. That's when I mow the yard. I love listening to the Royals on the Odyssey app when I mow the yard. Tommy, Rick, still chiming in. Don't assume Mecole Hardman will make the roster. Chiefs podcast he listens to, don't think about. This is where it gets so confusing. I think the opinions of the Chiefs beats are very mixed. There are people that don't think Clyde Edwards-Helaire will make it. Clearly somebody that follows it doesn't think Mecole Hardman will make it. I think Hardman will make it because I think they trust him, and the return game becomes a big factor in all this. Like, of those groups, like, who do you want to return? That's where I've heard Sky Moore has made some waves potentially as a return man. That Kadarius Toney obviously can do that too. Mecole Hardman, I think, is on the roster strictly to do that. So maybe if they don't think he's done a good enough job, they will let him go. I don't know. I mean, this is far more care and attention than I ever pay to this sort of thing, because I think it's interesting this year at that specific position. But we'll see when the dust settles. I mean, more than anything else. And this third preseason game is probably going to be a big opportunity for these guys to do what they need to do. I don't think we'll see Justin Herbert play in the preseason game, but it sounds like he's back at practice. That is interesting. I have told you, Tommy, that I think it's going to work with Harbaugh. I think the Harbaugh thing will work for the Chargers. I hope, because I like to see great quarterback play, that Herbert is at full strength and ready to roll. Where do they stack up to you? Bo Nix has made some noise. The Raiders, I do think, are a decent roster, but inadequate a little bit at quarterback. I would say that I think it will go probably Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, but you could honestly make a case to mix up those other three in any order you want, and I'm not going to tell you you're crazy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Chargers have the best chance. Outside of the Chiefs, obviously the Chiefs will be the favorite in the division, but outside of the Chiefs, I think the Chargers are probably the next best team. Really my only question, well, I guess I have two questions about the Chargers. Number one, health and Justin Herbert specifically, and is, you know, that plantar fasciitis that he's been dealing with something that will linger and could carry on into the regular season? Because I know those things, you know, don't just go away. So what does that look like? Will that, you know, will that affect him in a negative way this season? That's question number one. Question number two is, how much time, if any, will it take for the Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers marriage to really mature and get to a point to where, you know, there aren't those growing pains? Because every coach that comes into a new team has that. I think the hope for Harbaugh and the Chargers from their fan base and everybody involved with that team is that any of those, you know, growing pains that might be there have been taken care of in the preseason and during OTAs. But there could, that could always linger into the regular season. What will that look like? Will they have any kind of, you know, growing pains that they have to work their way through as we start the Jim Harbaugh era with the Chargers? My place that I would disagree with you in the division is, and I said this yesterday, I think Denver is better than Vegas. I think that Denver will be the third best team. And then I think that the Raiders will probably finish last in the division. And that's simply because, you know, they're trotting out their Gardner Minshew, who is, I guess, serviceable at best, but they don't have Josh Jacobs. Their only receiver of note really is Davante Adams. I know that there's some young talent, you know, there, but really, I just don't think that they've got the personnel to be able to compete.
Well, okay, so let's look at this a couple of different ways. If it's only Davante Adams, it's only Courtland Sutton in Denver, who would you rather have, Davante Adams or Courtland Sutton? They're both good, but I'd still give the nod to Davante Adams at
this
point.
But who's going to be throwing him the ball? And I like that, you know, and Bo Nix is unproven for sure. But he has shown some sparks in the preseason where that gives you a little bit of hope. Gardner Minshew, they gave him the job because really it was like, I think Antonio Pierce caught between a rock and a hard place. Like, do I go Gardner Minshew or do I go Aiden O'Connell? Neither one is a really great option. And I don't think either one really inspires confidence.
I think you're being a little bit unfair to Gardner Minshew, who's earned the opportunity to do what he's done. I mean, his career numbers are good. I mean, they're certainly better than a lot of starting quarterbacks that get trotted out there in the NFL. Gardner Minshew isn't some castaway. Like, he was brought in there to potentially be their starter. I think there's absolutely a world where Bo Nix is not any better or is worse than Gardner Minshew. I just think the Raiders, almost everywhere else on the roster, are better. The Chargers get interesting to me because who have been the top three playmakers for the Chargers for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, right?
They're gone. Keenan Allen.
Mike Williams and Austin Eckler.
They're all gone.
And they're replaced by J.K. Dobbins, essentially nobody at wide receiver, like Josh Palmer. Is going to slide up from being their third receiver to their number one. Quentin Johnston, who I was way wrong about, it would appear in the draft. I loved him coming out of TCU. He's been not good at all.
I'm willing to give Johnston the benefit of the doubt a little bit. I mean,
I've heard bad reviews on
him. He was behind.
And I loved him.
He was behind Williams and Allen on the depth chart last year. I think, in my opinion, I think the jury is still out on Johnston.
No Gerald Everett, by the way. Yeah. Like, they don't have a lot on that roster offensively.
They did draft Ladd McConkey, and I think that they feel pretty good about him. They signed DJ Chark, which, you know, he can give you a little bit here and there.
He's just old.
He's just but what I do like about the Chargers is that even though the roster overall, pretty much outside of Justin Herbert, looks different, especially offensively, a lot of the strategy that the Chargers have implemented over the last few years is bring in really big name players, you know, that have really like strong name recognition, and then not have them perform up to the expectations that you thought that they would bring to the table. That's, you know, really like more than anything, I think is kind of what has hurt them and injuries also over the last few years. Jim Harbaugh, it's more like, I'm going to build a team. I don't really care about their name recognition. I just want to build a team that's going to be successful.
They're just going to run the crap out of the ball is what they're going to do, right? They brought in J.K. Dobbins as like a big-time upside guy who I like. It's just been he's been snake-bitten by injury. The Gus bus, they got Gus Edwards in there now, and they drafted a young player. I think it's Vidal. And they're just going to run it a ton, which is interesting because, you know, we've seen Herbert be this gunslinger. I don't think he's going to do that at all this year. I think they're going to pick their spots. They're going to run the ball. They're going to go old school. And Harbaugh's been really successful at doing this for a long time, and it's probably going to work for them. But, you know, they have lost a ton on that outfit. I could see any order of the rest of the division, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I could, you know, but for good and bad, right? Could the Broncos way overachieve? Sure. Way overachieving, though, and being better than the Raiders and the Chargers. Yeah, like, let's keep that in context. They're not making the playoffs this year. I don't see a path for any of these three teams to be in the postseason. Maybe in a best-case scenario for the Chargers. Maybe. That's just a prediction on Harbaugh and Herbert and how good they both are.
But also, don't forget that the Chargers defense have a couple of players that can't be game breakers. Joey Bosa, sure, obviously is still there. Khalil Mack, you know, is on that defense. And I don't know. I mean, depending on health and all of that, is there a better 1-2 punch in the NFL defensively than Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, you know, on that same defense? They've also got Denzel Perryman, you know, a couple of other, you know, big name players like Asante Samuel. There are some other guys there. Their linebackers overall may be, at least by name only, the most loaded linebacker core in the NFL. Whether or not they actually deliver on that, I think, is up in the air. But as far as like just notoriety, they should be at least stacked at linebacker at the very least.
Yeah, it's a tough one to predict. When you look around the AFC too, like it feels a little more, we'll call it predictable, I guess. That's the division to me that is just absolutely up in the air, have, you know, outside of the Chiefs, but, you know, Jets, Dolphins, Bills, Patriots. We know three of those teams are probably going to be really good, right? And the Patriots will be the worst of it. The order of those three, I think they probably are all three playoff teams. The AFC North, we talked about this for a second yesterday. Really, I mean, look, you go into the AFC, there is one, I'll call it for me, because I'm a little more bullish on the Raiders than you. I think there are two quote unquote bad teams in the AFC, and that's it. New England and Denver. Like even if you would say you'd put the Raiders there, that's only three. You look around the rest, like every single other team could make the playoffs. Tennessee is probably on the bottom end of that, but you look around and because Tennessee's done a lot to improve their offense, right, around Will Levis. I think I'm not going to write them off yet until we see some of this play out. But Jags, Texans, Colts, all to me are for sure playoff contenders, and I'm going to keep Tennessee there for a minute. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh clearly are. And then three out of the four teams in the AFCs, that's pretty wild. I mean, you've got the Chiefs, I would say head and shoulders. Well, not that's not true. You got the Chiefs and the Ravens, I would say, quite a bit ahead of everybody at this point. But man, it's going to be a hot mess. And playing games in the AFC is going to be tough almost every single week. And for the Chiefs, even the easy games, they become division games, which can, you know, get a little different sort of challenging.
I don't know. There's one player, as I'm looking at the Raiders proposed or depth chart that they may end up going with, at least their current depth chart as of right now. There's one player in that depth chart that inspires confidence in me that I can get excited about, and that's Max Crosby. That's literally it. As I'm looking through their depth chart, as somebody who can be a game breaker for them. I don't even put Davante Adams on that list because he needs somebody to throw him the ball, and Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell, doesn't really do it for me. Zamir White had moments last year. That was good. He could be the next guy that could, you know, potentially step up, but behind him, they signed Alexander Mattison. He's not going to do anything for you. And the rest of the wide receivers are, you know, kind of iffy, you know, at best. They did bring in Brock Bowers, and maybe he can be somebody at tight end that can.
And I like Mayer at tight end. I think they got
They've got a good tight end room, but there's nobody that really gets me super overly excited about what the Raiders can do game in and game out other than Max Crosby.
Who threw Davante Adams the ball last year?
Well, Aiden O'Connell did for the majority of the season.
He had 100 grabs last year.
Yeah, because they didn't have anybody else.
But why can't that replicate?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Say a better quarterback. The Raiders were 8-9 last year, and they got better at quarterback. That's what it is for me. And we'll see what Brock Bowers does.
They got better at quarterback, but it's a low bar and it's a very slight upgrade, I think, probably from Aiden O'Connell to Gardner Minshew.
But don't misunderstand what I'm saying with the Raiders. I am just saying they could replicate an 8-9 record.
Yeah, sure.
I think they got better on the roster than they were a year ago, for sure. So replicating an 8-9 roster, I wouldn't call an 8-9 team, by the way, a bad team, right? I think when you look at a mediocre team,
does that work? Can we call them a mediocre team?
I absolutely think they're a mediocre team. I'm not saying I think they're good. I just don't think they're terrible. I think they're mediocre. Whereas I think Denver might end up still being bad. We'll see on that. We'll see if Sean Payton can get it's going to depend on Bo Nix. But when you look at the NFC by comparison, I'll tell you right now, the Giants are going to stink, right? Minnesota is probably not going to stink. They'll probably be okay. But we'll have the Giants stink, the Saints. Maybe I'm being unfair to the Saints because they were 9-8 a year ago with basically the same roster. But the Panthers probably won't be any good. Arizona, not going to be any good. I don't know how Seattle can keep holding it up. I mean, this is the NFL. It's totally unpredictable. The point of all of this is, It's harder for me now to go find the teams that we think are going to be really, really bad, right? Carolina, I think, is safe to say it. Carolina, New England, and the Giants, is that three? Are those three teams we can say will be really bad? But like, people are saying, oh, Minnesota's going to pick at the top of the draft now without JJ McCarthy. I'm like, guys, J.J. McCarthy wasn't going to start for them probably until halfway through the season anyway. Like how much of a needle mover is that for a guy that was only going to probably start half the games for this team this year? It's hard for me to go find bad teams in the league, and it goes back to the AFC West. I think it's a perfect representation of that. It gets really hard to predict this league. And other than those three teams, I mean, New England, I don't see a path. The Giants, I don't see a path for sure. The Giants may be the most obvious. I mean, even with the Panthers, you could say, oh, they added Deontay Johnson and Bryce Young now in year two. Okay, you could start to maybe see something for the Panthers, get a little better. There's not much out there when you look, which is what part of what makes the NFL so great.
I actually do see a path for the Patriots, and really it's going to predicate on how long of a leash they give Drake May. In my estimation, the way that they should do things, the way that Jerod Mayo should come out, is just like come out swinging. Like, let Drake May be that gunslinger from day one. What do you have to lose?
I agree, and
I know they haven't made an official decision yet on who their starting quarterback is going to be. At least they haven't released that yet. But it's Jacoby Brissett is not going to do anything for you.
He's looked terrible.
And so what else do you have to lose other than just letting the guy that you drafted in the first round go out there and just like let it all hang out and see what happens?
You just
got
to protect him.
And if he's got
protect him,
if he's got, you know, a little bit of success in him, then it, you know, you're basically jumping out from day one to basically say, guys, we have nothing to lose at this point. Let's just go out there and run wild. That could end up being successful for the Patriots. And then keep in mind, Jerod Mayo has been one of the better defensive minds in the NFL for a long time. And so I do think that defense will be improved from a year ago. So I see a path. I think it's unlikely for the Patriots, but I think there is somewhat of a path, at least for them to have a certain level of success this upcoming season.
I think it's the most unlikely for them. But here's the other thing. As fun as it is to say it's really hard to find bad teams, all those teams that it is so easy to cross off the list teams that have a chance to win a Super Bowl, right? Like that's where the NFL is a little strange. Like you can cross at least half the league off right now has been like, yeah, they got no shot to win a Super Bowl. That's where it gets a little tricky. The Chiefs, of course, sit at the top of that mountain. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you primed up and ready for the Royals tonight. We'll look at some of the bets out there and available for you. That's all coming in our last full segment, Sports Daily. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.